Oh my god, it's you. Seriously? This is why I don't do blind dates. Oh my god. Why did I ever agree to this? Hi. Long time no see. Yeah. She must not have known that we already know each other. Okay, wow, this is awkward. We can't really just peace out. We're already here for the weekend. Again, another stellar idea. Let's have a blind date at a music festival where we're camping out for the weekend. Awesome. Oh, is that what she told you? She had a really chill friend for you to meet? The kind who liked doing outdoor festivals? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kind of the same story I got. Which, I mean, knowing that it's you, it's true. But knowing that it's you, it's also a really bad idea. So. Oh boy. Fuck. The place is packed, too, so it's not like we can even get another site. Shit. All right. Oh, fuck. So how have you been? It's been a minute. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to just sit here and ignore you? If you remember correctly, that was your vibe, not mine. What? I'm just telling it like it is. Or like it was. Yeah. I'm not the one who ghosted. I'm not the one who shut down. I'm not the one who stopped talking and who went weird. So, again, your vibe, not mine. Hmm. What? I never said everything in your life was my business. But as your best friend at the time, I figured if there was something going on, you would have said something and not just, you know, froze me out. Ugh, I don't want to do this right now. Our friends are going to be back soon, and I don't want to deal with this. What? Subtle. Well, I guess it makes sense. If they thought it was a blind date, they would give us an hour or two. But at the same time, ugh, this whole weekend was just a bad idea. Okay. So, yeah. No. No, I really don't care. It was a couple years ago, and I came to terms with it then. And my conclusion was that you're just a douchebag. That was the only answer that I had, because you left me with nothing else. No. No, think about it. Think about it. One day we're road tripping across the country, going to concert after concert, staying in dive motels, having a fucking fantastic time. And then 2 weeks later, you won't return my texts, you won't return my calls, and when I show up at your house to find out if you're still alive, you treat me like I have the plague or something, and basically kick me out. So, yeah, I don't see how anything but douchebag is the right description for that. No. When you've been best friends for years, and I'm not talking 6 months, I'm talking like most of our lives, dude. We grew up across the street from each other. What the fuck? When that's the case, you don't just like peace out on someone, but you did, and then you fucking moved, and that was it. So no, I don't really want to know what happened. I don't care. I don't, just don't fucking bother me with it. So we'll just sit here for the next hour or two in weird silence, thank god for, you know, earbuds and Spotify, and we'll just pretend that we don't exist to each other. Because you're really good at that, so I'll just try to match your energy, if you're fine with that. No. No, you turned into a dick. Yeah, you did. Whatever. Whatever. I just don't have the patience for this. You're welcome to go elsewhere. I mean, this spot is pretty... Actually, it's a pretty good spot, but there's lots of other people if you, you know, care to go. Yeah. You know what? I think I'm just gonna go. I'll call her later and just tell her that I got sick or something. I don't want to deal with this. It's nice seeing you. What? Why the fuck wouldn't I go? This is clearly not gonna work. Okay. I'm not being combative. I'm not. I'm pissed. There's a difference. And rightfully so, I think. Do you have any idea how much it hurt when you fucked off? Like, really? No. No. I don't want to know. But from the look on your face, you're going to tell me anyway, so... Fuck. Just... Fine. Just... Dude, fine. Go ahead. Unburden yourself. I'm already over it, so... Fine. If you feel the need to purge your soul, to, you know, deal with your shit, go ahead. I can wait 10 minutes before I leave. When did that happen? Okay. Forgive my bluntness, but isn't that the kind of thing that you talk about with your best friend? Dude, when one of your parents is sick, you don't just shut down. At least, that's not how things worked between us. No. No. When... When my brother died in the car accident, I didn't shut you out. In fact, I pretty much lived at your house to deal with it. And I didn't talk about anything to do with that with anybody else. So yeah, it's kind of part of the best friend deal. I don't buy it. You didn't want to bother me? What kind of horse shit is that? So you'll go on and on and on, ad nauseum, by the way, about skanks that you hooked up with and that ditched you, or that, you know, had funky apartments or... weird jobs, or one ear was bigger than the other, or whatever. But when it comes to real shit, that's not what best friends are for. What? Is he okay? Well, that's good. I'm glad. I wish I would have known. They probably think I'm a giant asshole. I practically lived at their house as a kid and never came by. Fuck. Thanks for that, by the way. Why didn't you tell me? I don't understand how there's more to it than that. What is there... that's more to it than that. Yeah. I don't see how our road trip has anything to do with this. If anything, the amount of time we spent together would make me more of a candidate for this conversation. Oh. Okay. You were dealing with other... shit from the road trip. You're talking about the night we got drunk, aren't you? The night we could have but didn't? Yeah. I thought we agreed to just chalk that up to bad mixed drinks at a sketchy bar and move on. I mean, we weren't so far gone that we made a bad decision, right? So, what do you mean we should have made a bad decision? That would have been so much worse. You wanted to. Well, okay, I mean, I know I'm kind of hot, but... Haha, it was a joke. Chill. You're serious, aren't you? Okay, so... if you felt that way... why didn't you say something about any of the shit you were dealing with? Either of those situations we could have dealt with, and in fact, we could have dealt with both. I wouldn't have rejected you. Is that what you were worried about? Okay. Oh, I did not expect to deal with this weekend. Okay, look. I get it, okay? If you had come to me for support about your family situation, knowing you felt what you felt, it would have been hard. If you'd come to me about the feelings first and I had rejected you, you would have had to deal with the family situation and the reject. I get it, okay? I get it. But nowhere in that equation did you give me any credit whatsoever. No, you didn't. No. It wouldn't have been a bad call to tell me any of it. Why do you think it fucking hurt so bad when you ghosted? Yeah, it would have been a bad call to hook up while we were drunk. Because you never know if it's real. If I'm gonna hook up with you, I want it to be while I'm sober and I know what the fuck I'm doing. And I know for sure that you know what the fuck you're doing. But that doesn't mean I didn't want to hook up with you. It just wasn't ideal. Right? And in fact, when we got back, if you hadn't gone weird, that's probably where things would have ended up. Now that I know that's what you were thinking. You just had to talk to me. So... we've been going through... years of shit. Because you couldn't communicate. For fear of getting hurt. Oh boy. I feel like the universe is legit playing a sick joke on us right now. Is that a thing? is that what it is? They're righting a wrong. Okay, we'll go with that. I don't know, dude. I don't know. It seems so... I don't know, difficult to just think about this. So everything's cool with your family. Everybody's good. Okay, good. I'm glad to hear that, because, wow. Okay, so one issue dealt with. I'm still pissed at you for ghosting, though. It was the dumbest thing you could have done. But I get it. Overwhelm tends to make us make questionable decisions. And I know you well enough to know that you're not generally a dumbass. You just have moments every now and then. Yeah. Okay. I can stop being pissed at you. Yeah. And hang out for the weekend. Weird blind date. Definitely one for the books. So, okay. So what bands are you excited? Oh. Okay. Or that. What? No, I haven't been drinking. Do I taste like I've been drinking? Okay, good. It tastes like toothpaste. I did just brush my teeth before I got here. Good. Okay. Why would you ask that? Fair. Fair. You think we're gonna hook up? It is a fairly secluded spot, given the fact that there's people everywhere. Uh-huh. Yes, I am in my right mind. Are you? Good. Yeah. Yeah. I'm okay with this. Oh. Well, okay. What are you doing? Sleeping bag, really? Okay. On the ground. Behind the tent. Why don't we just go in the tent? Ah. Everybody shits in there. Okay. Yeah, it'd probably be easier to explain. It is kind of a neat little enclosure of trees and shit in here. I don't know how she found this spot, but she did good. Okay. Hi. What? I missed you too. A lot. Yeah, I know, you always liked my boobs. And now you're allowed to touch them. Good, good. Warm kisses down my neck. Ooh. Let me shift a sec here. Yep. No, adjust your hips between my legs there. Good. Put your weight down. Ah. Bingo. Now I can feel you. Move your hips. Well, if you're gonna play with my nipples, at least rub against my pussy. Yeah. Oh God, you're so hard already. Just grind against me. Oh, I never should have told you that. Yes, it's still true. I can come from my nipples. In the bra, okay. Especially if you keep grinding that hard cock of yours against my pussy. Like that. You're gonna make it up to me by making me come? Really? Are you not gonna... Okay, shutting up. Yeah, go for it. But we can't be loud, because there's literally people just 20 feet away. You're watching my face, is that weird? Yes, the way you're pinching my nipples is perfect. Do you like how I feel against your cock? Yeah, I want to unzip you right now and just slide you inside me. Faster. Oh, yes. Oh, I love your weight pushing me into the ground. Yes. I've missed you so much. Look, that one night in the motel after that really bad concert at that dive bar, remember? Yeah. I don't know, they had some grunge thing. Oh, going on, remember? Yeah. You were getting out of the shower. And the door wasn't quite closed. Oh, and I saw you. Oh, I wanted to suck your cock right there. I wanted to drop to my knees and just take you in my mouth and swallow you, but you know, that was kind of not allowed. Would have made things a little weird. Oh, yes. Oh, shove that cock against me faster. Yes. Oh, thrust your hips like you're fucking me. Pinch my nipples. Yes. I'm gonna kiss me so I'm not loud. Oh. Is that what you wanted? You think it's hot when I come from my nipples? Yeah. Well, why don't you take those pants off? And instead of grinding against me fully clothed, you can, you know, grind against me while you're in me. Okay. Quickly. Don't take yours off. Just take out the piece that's needed, because if anybody comes up, it's easier to just put one pair of pants on than two. Okay. Quick. Oh, there. Okay. I don't think there's a better sound. Pull mine down. You probably just need to get them down past the knees. And then I can spread. Ah, there. Oh. Can I just stroke it for a sec? You have a beautiful cock. Fuck. Mm-hmm. I fully intend to suck on that before the end of the weekend. Okay. No, it's been long enough. It's been years. I don't think we need to slow down. I don't think we need to take our time. Let's just connect, okay? Oh, you're so warm. Fuck. I can feel you sliding in inch by inch. Yes. Oh god, that's good. Oh fuck. Oh. Yeah, you're all the way in. If you thrust, I'm going to scream because it feels so good. So can you do this with just kind of the rocking against me, like you were when you were grinding on me? Oh, yes, just like that. Oh, fuck. I'll roll my hips with you. Oh, yes. Oh, I'm gonna grab your ass. Yes. Oh, fuck. Yes. So deep inside me when you swivel your hips like that. I feel you everywhere. Yes. Oh, fuck me. Yes, fuck me. Oh. No. I'm good. Are you good? You're not, you know, carrying anything, I figured. Okay. No, I'm good. A condom would have only ruined it. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, your cock is gonna make me come so hard. Do you feel me clenching? You feel how hot and wet it is in there? Feel how tight? Yeah, I haven't done this in a while, so it's probably pretty tight in there. Fuck. Yes. Oh, yes, roll your hips against me. Yes. Yes. Oh, God. I wanted to tell you at the time that I needed you. That I needed you to do this. That I wanted you to do this. Oh, but I couldn't. I should have. Fuck. Don't apologize. Please. We've dealt with that. Just. Oh, fuck. Fuck me, just fuck me, okay? Oh, God. Oh, God, yes. I can feel you swelling. Are you close? Me too. I want to come when you do. Please, I've been waiting so long for this. I want to come with you. Yes, please. Oh. I love that you're laying on top of me and fucking me into the ground. And I can't even put my legs around you because my pants are in the way. Oh, fuck, it's so tight this way. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, I love how your cock feels. Oh, it's the best feeling ever. Oh, yes. I'm gonna come. Are you gonna? Oh, fuck. Yes. Fuck. Yes. I want you to fill me. Please, 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 please. It just makes it so much more real that we're here and we're together. And, oh, yes, yes, yes. The last couple of years just don't matter anymore. Yes, yes. Oh, please, please, please come inside me. Please, yes, come with me. I want to feel you hot and wet and pulsing when I come. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. God. Yes, no. I feel you shooting in me. Fill me, fill me, fill me. Pump my pussy full of cum, yes. Your cum. It's the only cock I ever want in me. Oh, that was good. I can still feel you pulsing a little bit. It's so good. Yeah. Oh no, definitely not what I expected from my blind date this weekend. I never thought I'd see you again. And after a while, I never wanted to. I think deep down, that was bullshit. In fact, I know it was. We should get dressed. They'll be back before we know it. Yeah. Oh no. Oh no, 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 no. This isn't over. This is not a random hookup at a music festival, is it? Good. I think we have a bit of time to make up for.